Johnny and Curtis. Back from vacation today.
Yes, we are. Big news from Amanda. She was proposed to and said yes, so she's engaged. Congratulations, Amanda.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Okay, so 41 minutes ago, you posted the picture of you and Mike. It's awesome. Mike is like dumbfounded. He's confused. Like,
what
have I done? You are just so happy. The ring is right there. And Mary, one of the comments says, congrats. Now quit your darn whining about every little thing he does or doesn't do. And you said, no, I'm not doing that.
You're not going to quit whining?
Heck no, because he's not going to quit whining about me.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you have to stop? Like, now that you've accepted him, does that mean you've accepted him for as he is? Or do you have to, can you still try to change him?
Wait. I don't know.
7708. That's a great question. 95.7. So,
once you say yes when you get proposed to, or you ask, and he says yes, or he says yes, whatever.
Pretty much, you're taking then, it as it is.
Then you have to stop trying. Are you trying to change him? Is that what your goal is?
No,
has always been
never.
To change him?
Goal was to get married.
I wanted to change the fact that we weren't engaged. That's different now.
Okay.
All right. Now, I know for
I still
a fact,
don't know if I 100% believe it. And I'm not the only one. A lot of people on our Facebook page are like, is this an April Fool's joke?
Okay. I don't think she could pull it off if it was. She would
have
buckled.
That's the only reason why I agree.
Okay. Now, when
I... No offense.
I didn't even remember what today was.
Before I got engaged to my wife, she had made it very clear she did not want to be married to someone who smoked.
Yeah.
At that time, I smoked. It was 15 years ago. At that time, I smoked, and I had not quit when I proposed to her.
Okay.
So I proposed, and she said yes, but still maintained that I was going to quit smoking, which I since have.
Okay.
Okay, so she did not give up on that.
Right.
Like, she did not just accept, oh, okay, a smoker.
But you knew that before you even got
married.
Well,
that's what I'm
though.
Saying. She knows these things about Mike. Mike knows these things about her. I don't think that you get to then just, you don't just accept, like Mary says, okay, now quit your darn whining because you've said yes. Like,
right.
You're stuck with them.
So, yes, you are perfect for me just the way you are.
Is that what that means? 7708957. Now, you and Dan dated for 8 years. You've worked out most of your kinks.
Yeah,
we
have.
Now you're engaged. So there's not a lot of change left to be done.
No.
But do you still hope to, the one or two things that maybe annoy you, do you still hope that maybe you'll be able to work on those?
No, I've gotten really good at just not caring. Because the stuff that annoyed me in the first 8 years of us, 8.5 years now of us being together, was so stupid.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
So you've just grown. You've looked back in hindsight and realized
said,
that they were not
that important.
That's
just dumb, Connie. Why are you annoyed by that? Yeah, and I can't even think of one thing, except for he farts a lot.
Okay, and you're not going to fix that.
Right.
What are you going to do, get him a cork? That's not going to help, or an outdoor
get him
patio.
A cork.
7708957.
Oh.
When you say yes and accept a proposal, does that mean you're done trying to change
can't
that
can't try
person?
And change him. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
Hi, what do you think?
Oh, girls are always going to try to change guys. It's just what girls do.
So it doesn't matter. When you say yes, when he asks you to marry him and you say yes, that doesn't mean, oh, now you got to shut up.
No, it doesn't. Nope.
So you just get to continue nagging.
Amanda, did you hear that? Are you listening to what Danielle's talking
I
about
I am,
here?
And I am so excited.
Okay, but, well, here's from the guy's point of view, okay? And Mary is a little bit too on Facebook, who said, all right, quit your whining. You've said yes.
Yeah.
So you picked me, right? I kind of won. I can quit trying to.
No, it don't work like that.
It doesn't?
No.
I feel like it did. I feel in my marriage it did. We both kind of just shut down.
Danielle, are you married?
No, I'm engaged.
You're engaged. Okay, so what?
So what do you want to change
about him?
What do
you want to change about him?
Everything.
Really?
Okay, now why did you say yes then?
I like his personality. He's got a good personality.
But what's the biggest thing you want to change about him that you can tell us on the radio?
Oh, let's see.
Or just something that's really annoying or whatever.
Oh, no, she's going through her list right now.
Do you have
the toilet seat is my big thing.
He leaves it up or he pees on it every
he
time?
He leaves it up.
Okay. And that really bugs you.
Oh, yes.
You know what you have to get is daughters, because that will stop. I still struggled with that for a while, and now I have 3 daughters at home.
I have a son.
Maybe it's your son who's leaving it up.
No, he knows to leave it down.
No, mommy has taught him right.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, I left. I was living here in Grand Rapids while my family was wrapping up some house things in Wisconsin for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't put the seat down at all unless I had to sit down. So the first couple of days here, I left it up accidentally,
uh-huh.
and no one fell in. But Elizabeth did do the hover because she had forgotten. She said she and she caught herself. I'm like, well, luckily you didn't fall in.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
That is so cute.
Well, luckily
Thanks,
you didn't
Danielle.
Fall in. But yeah, I thought that, well, that would have been bad.
7708957. So Amanda tells us the news this morning, which I said, I don't mean to be cynical. I'm so happy for you. It's April Fool's Day today.
Come on.
That's the only reason why I'm a little like, okay, Amanda. But I am very happy. If you're telling us the truth.
I'm
very happy for you.
Okay.
But then Mary posted on our Facebook
page.
Yeah,
she says, congrats. Now quit your darn whining about every little thing he does or doesn't do, and five people have liked it.
And Curtis said, so when you say yes to somebody, does that mean that you are done trying to change them at that point? You just have to accept them for who they are. 7708957. Stephanie, is that what that means?
Well, I think that as far as my relationship goes, we kind of challenge each other to be better people.
Okay, which is good.
And
that's good.
You know, as far as like, okay, he wears like five pairs of socks a day. He's a master mechanic. You know, I'm thankful that he changes his socks, okay?
Okay. His feet would stink.
But it tends to happen that the socks end up many places in our home.
Uh-huh.
And I've tried, you know, I just have to resign myself to the fact that I'm probably going to pick up a lot of socks, but he does really sweet things for me too.
Right.
So, you know, it's we challenge each other to be better people. He's challenged me to be a lot more accepting.
Oh,
really?
So, yeah.
You need to be more open-minded about socks.
Exactly. You need to stop maybe following me around with that sock basket.
Yeah, pretty much. But, he's challenged me to be more accepting, and I've challenged him to, you know, I don't know what I've
Be more, more.
Actually, he recently quit smoking
for
me.
That's
and
good.
For our family. Because
that's a tough thing to do.
I do have one question about the socks. Where is like the weirdest place you found socks?
Well, usually they're in the couch.
In the couch? Like in the crack?
Yeah.
Between the cushions?
It's really obnoxious. But, so other than that, it's really not too strange. They're usually in a pile at the end of the couch.
Are they super stinky?
At the end of the couch.
No, not really. They're,
okay.
You know, they get picked up.
Isn't it funny, though, how things like that annoy us?
Yeah.
Like,
Well, that's pretty annoying. Who could accept that?
I mean, right, the sock pile in the living room is probably a little annoying. I can see how that would be annoying.
But it's such a small thing. If he's a good man and he's a great dad and he's whatever.
Why is he changing his socks so
many
times?
But I agree, Stephanie. Dan farts a lot and it annoys me, but there's nothing I'm going to be able to do to change it.
No.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And now I work with Curtis and you fart a lot too.
I do. Well, you find who you love, right?
Yeah.
You have a type. Your type is guys who fart.
Oh,
my goodness.
We love
it. Perfect. Stephanie, have a good day.
You too, thanks.
Bye, babe.
Okay, so you need to stop trying to change him is what comes down to Amanda.
Amanda, what are you doing right now?
I was writing something down, but...
Was it, I will not pester my now fiance?
No, I'm never going to stop pestering him.
Really?
Not ever. No, because he's not going to stop pestering me, ever.
Oh, so it's a game.
It's not really a game.
Eventually, though, I would think you guys would just
Isn't it exhausting, though?
This is
though?
What I'm stuck with. I mean,
this is what I signed up for.
This is what I won.
This
is what I get to
the
spend
prize.
The rest of my time with.
This is the prize.
Well, good luck to you.
Well, thank you.
Let us know how that goes.
Godspeed.